Despite worries about mad cow disease, many American families will have roast beef on the menu for their holiday meal. But will Americans now start to feel differently about beef? Correspondent Deborah Schifrin went to a grocery store in Northern California to see what shoppers are thinking.
Okay, $26.09.
In San Francisco's upscale Russian Hill neighborhood, the Real Food Company, an independent grocery store, prides itself on its selection of organic food and loyal customer base. It's a rainy day, and shoppers are anxious to get their groceries and get home. But they stopped to talk when I told them about the mad cow in Washington. Jordan Altura was heading out the door with his bottle of milk.
It's terrifying to know that it's made it here. I guess it was only a matter of time, though, right? I don't know. Do I have to stop eating meat now? Maybe it's time I went back to being a vegetarian. Yeah, that's very scary.
At the meat counter in the back of the store, clerk Christopher Caligari says he's expecting a big negative reaction from his customers.
Well, once it starts getting around, people are probably going to be more scared. They're going to be asking a lot of questions. They're going to probably just not buy beef altogether.
And that, he says, will affect decisions the store will make about its meat supply.
We're probably not going to be ordering as much beef because if nobody's going to buy it, there's no reason to order it.
Caligari knows firsthand what food safety scares can do. He says when a recent report came out in San Francisco saying mercury levels in local fish were too high, seafood sales dropped.
People got really scared and they didn't know all the facts, but all they needed to know was a little bit, and it just scared the bejesus out of them.
But some shoppers were unfazed. In the produce aisle, Sarah Mann seemed entirely unconcerned.
I'm not that worried about it. It was just that one case, and I'll be eating beef.
Next to her, a woman named Channing agreed. She says she wouldn't eat beef in England during the mad cow disease scare over there, but she's comfortable eating meat here.
I would have to see more of an epidemic. One case isn't going to stop me from doing anything. And, I mean, there's more people dying of the flu than there are, you know, one cow with mad cow disease. It doesn't really make any difference.
Responses were more measured in the herbal tea section.
I wouldn't want to see hysteria over one incident, but I also wouldn't want us to turn our backs on one incident.
That's Bill Posner. He says he hopes grocery stores will do their part by educating their customers about mad cow disease.
I wouldn't want to see a neon sign out on the street, but I wouldn't mind there being something that was somewhat eye-catching at the butcher counter.
Aaron Harbor, one of Real Food's managers, says the store isn't posting signs yet, but will be watching to see what kind of response it gets from the customers.
If it's a larger thing and we start to get questions about it with some frequency, then we'll definitely want to put some sign up to tell people that, you know, whether or not, you know, we're not sure about our cows or like what we honestly feel about, like, the safety of the meat we're serving.
Harbor says the store has built up a sense of trust with its customers. He hopes that trust will minimize adverse effects on the store. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin in San Francisco.